This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 21. Mr. Rabbit Meets His Match Again.
There was another man that sort of played sharp on Brer Rabbit, said Uncle Remus, as, by some mysterious process, he twisted a hog's bristle into the end of a piece of thread, an operation which the little boy watched with great interest. In dim days, continued the old man, the creatures carried on matters same like folks. They went into farming, and I expect if the truth was to come out, they kept store, and had the camp meeting times, and the barbecues, when the weather was agreeable.
Uncle Remus evidently thought that the little boy wouldn't like to hear of any further discomfiture of Brer Rabbit, who had come to be sort of a hero, and he was not mistaken.
I thought the terrapin was the only one that fooled the rabbit, said the little boy dismally.
It's just like I tell you, honey. There ain't no smart man, except that they's a smarter one. If old Brer Rabbit hadn't got caught up with, the neighbors would have taken him for a hunt, and in dim times they burnt witches before you could squint your eyeballs. They did that.
Who fooled the rabbit this time? The little boy asked. When Uncle Remus had the bristle sock in the thread, he proceeded with the story.
One time Brer Rabbit and old Brer Buzzard concluded they'd sort of go shares and crap together. It was a mighty good year, and the truck turned out monstrous well. But by and by, when the time come for dividing it, it come to light that old Brer Buzzard ain't got nothing. The crap was all gone, and they want nothing fur to show for it. Brer Rabbit, he make like he was in a wuss fix than Brer Buzzard, and he mope round, he did, like he feared they'd going to sell him out. Brer Buzzard, he ain't say nothing, but he keep up a monstrous thinking. And one day he come along and holler and tell Brer Rabbit that he done find rich gold mine just across the river.
You come and go longer with me, Brer Rabbit, says Brer Tucky Buzzard, says he. I'll scratch and you can grabble, and between the two of us we'll make short work of that gold mine, says he. Brer Rabbit, he was high up for the job, but he study and study, he did, how he going to get across the water, because every time he get his foot wet, all the family cotch gold. Then he up and asked Brer Buzzard how he going to do. Brer Buzzard, he up and say that he'd carry Brer Rabbit across. And with that, old Brer Buzzard, he squat down, he did, and spread his wings, and Brer Rabbit, he mounted, and up they riz. There was a pause.
What did the buzzard do then? Asked the little boy.
They riz, continued Uncle Remus, and when they lit in the top of the highest sort of pine, and the pine what they lit in was growing on the island, and the island was in the middle of the river, with the deep water running all around. They ain't more than lit for Brer Rabbit, he know which way the wind was blowing. And by the time old Brer Buzzard got himself balanced on a limb, Brer Rabbit, he up and say, says he,
whilst we are resting here, Brer Buzzard, and being you've been so good, I got something for to tell you, says he. I got a gold mine of my own, one what I make myself, and I expect we better go back to mine, for we'd buy no longer yourn, says he.
Then old Brer Buzzard, he laugh, he did, twill he shake. Brer Rabbit, he sing out,
hold on, Brer Buzzard, don't flop your wings when you laugh, cause then if you does, something'll drop from up here, and my gold mine won't do you no good, and neither will yourn do me no good. Before they got down from dar, Brer Rabbit done told all about the crap,
and he had a promise fur to provide fair and square. So Brer Buzzard, he carry him back, and Brer Rabbit, he walk weak in the knees for a month afterwards. End of tale.